FM weather, sponsored by Steadplan, driving you further.
Here is your local weather forecast for today. Heavy, persistent rain clearing eastwards through the morning, with some bright or sunny spells developing through the afternoon. Rain lingering in places and feeling rather humid, but staying breezy. Maximum temperature 20 degrees Celsius.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
It's a kind of magic, a kind of magic. One dream, one soul, one prize, one golden glance of what should be. It's a kind of magic.
To open the show. Queen, It's a Kind of Magic. Welcome to the Food and Drink Show here live on Ribble FM. Me two pals are here. All right, boys.
All right.
All right, Lee.
That was cold.
Well, I'm disappointed in you.
Why?
Because I've come over to do the food and drink show and there's no food.
Right.
And there's no drink.
Yeah, but I would always give you the heads up when we've got tasters in. I would always do that.
Well, I don't mind a sauna every now and again.
Instead, I've got the treat that is an incredible interview with TV chef Gizzy Erskine. That's coming up after, in a little bit. But what a great interview. Did you know, and the whole topic of why we're having a chat with Gizzy is that on Monday was National Cheese on Toast Day. So we're going to be discussing that as well. Because I know that's one of your favourites. Because it's a lazy dish, isn't it, Mugs?
I do like a bit of cheese on toast, though.
I know, we all do.
Everyone does.
Or a cheese toastie.
Everyone does.
It was funny that I said to you the other day, didn't I? What would, if I just said to you, toasty, what would the two words you'd say? And you went straight away, you went, cheese, ham.
No, I didn't.
Did you not?
I didn't go ham.
Did you go cheese, tomato?
I went cheese, tomato.
Cheese and tomato when he said it.
Yeah, cheese and tomato.
Because there's something about eating a toastie where if you don't get a burnt chin off that hot tomato.
No, you can do that from the cheese. You're using the wrong cheese. It's cheese and ham.
It's cheese and ham.
How can you use a wrong cheese? You're using cheddar cheese in a cheese and tomato toaster.
Oh,
What are you using? Listen, oh, no, you don't. You don't.
I knew I was going to get this because I actually mentioned it in the interview with Gizzy, which I recorded on Monday, and I actually mentioned, and you've just nailed it. You've absolutely nailed it.
Telephone talking for hours. Lately the silence got louder. Now when I call I can't even get through. Yeah. Feels like we're losing each other. And I don't think we can recover. Know that you're feeling some type of way too. Yeah, you don't have to say. Cause I already know things ain't the same. But I thought it would blow. Thought we could patch it up. Guess I was wrong. End of the day. I gotta move on. Thought I found the words to say. Played it in my head a million times. Now we're standing face to face. So much harder looking in your eyes. Whole world might change as soon as we go our separate ways. Blue skies turn gray. Now all I see on my window pane is red. Last night I ran into your mother. That's what's making this tougher. She told me that I turned your house to a home again. All of my mates say don't bother. And I should just go find another. They tell me it's over and I should quit hoping. You don't have to say. Cause I already know things ain't the same. But I thought it would blow. Thought we could patch it up. Guess I was wrong. End of the day. I gotta move on. Thought I found the words to say. Played it in my head a million times. Now it's done face to face. So much harder looking in your eyes. Whole world might change as soon as we go our separate ways. Blue skies turn gray. Now all I see on my window pane. Heart don't feel no better underneath this umbrella rain. My heart don't feel no better. I don't want this stormy weather to stay. Thought I found the words to say. Played it in my head a million times. Now we're standing face to face. So much harder looking in your eyes. Whole world might change as soon as we go our separate ways. Blue skies turn gray. Now all I see in my window pane is red. Red.
Craig David and rain. It's supposed to be disappearing this afternoon, actually, the rain.
It's supposed to be.
A little bit of sunshine.
It's going to be horrendous.
Right, yesterday afternoon, you were over at our sister station, Radio Burnley.
I was.
And you sent me a message.
I did.
About 4:45, and you were munching on something, right? Now, that particular snack that you were munching on is kind of like... is it Walkers that make What's-Its? It is, isn't it? Other brands are available and all that rubbish. But I think it is. But it was kind of their version of one of our favourites. Now, when it comes to crisp snacks, one of the ultimates are the spicy knickknacks. You actually like the ribs and...
The rib and sauces.
Rib and sauces.
In fact, I like all of them, to be fair. The scampi and lemon ones are good as well.
Now, quick question. And I was thinking this last night when we were talking about the knickknacks. They're a byproduct, aren't they?
Oh, 100%.
Whatever drips out the machine somewhere.
Yeah, and they fried accidentally. Yeah.
No, someone definitely saw that coming out of the machine somewhere and went, oh, I bet that tastes all right.
Or why don't we deep fry that in some different flavours?
Yeah, or just like maybe, I don't know, they were making something, some of that fell out and crisped up like it did, and they noshed on it and then just had a bit of a bite and thought, that's crunch. Should we add flavours to that and see what happens?
It sort of reminds me of scraps at the chippy.
Yes.
So scraps were never a thing, were it? And then suddenly someone's fishing out up bits from fryer and going, oh, we'll sell them as well.
Yeah.
It's just a way to make money, weren't it, to be fair?
So the ones that you were eating yesterday were the What's-Its...
Crunchy. Hot and spicy.
Yeah.
But they're quite sweet.
But it's like a big knick-knack, isn't it? They're a lot bigger. And I said, oh, we don't have a... You got yours from...
Thasda.
So I said, well, we don't have one of those in Clitheroe. Will you get me a bag? And then I went to Fresco and they had them, right? Straight away, grabbed a bag, I thought, sorted. Nibbling in car on way home. Because you can't get home when you've got them in your shopping bag without opening them, yeah? And then... I was looking at the receipt in the car park while I was nibbling. Do you know how much they are, a bag?
Oh, they're expensive, aren't they? I was literally about to say that, and then you've moved on to that. They're not cheap.
£2.69, those.
It's a big old bag, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but half of it's fresh air.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it was just about your favourite snacks, and I think after having revisited that What's-Its Crunchy or whatever they're called, 100%.
Good, aren't they?
My number one.
Good, aren't they?
Yeah. Yours, Muggs, have you got a number one snack?
Oh, no, there's too many snacks. Come off it. You can't throw another one.
I'm going to throw another at you.
Yeah.
The Crunchy Rocks.
I don't know that.
Oh,
the little lumps of crunchy covered in chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Ridiculous.
Well, if I had to give you an answer, I'd say I'm more of a savoury over sweet. That's all I can give you.
Yeah, I think I am as well. Tuck biscuits are up there.
The ones with the actual bits in the middle?
No, tuck biscuits, just plain, and use them as a shovel in a tub of Philadelphia.
A shovel?
Yeah.
A shovel.
Absolutely.
your number, but I don't call it. I'm still in pieces and it would be worse if we were talking. Cause it feels like you're so stuck inside my heart. So how are you completely so together while I completely fall apart? I know you're doing okay, cause I still talk to all your friends. I wish I was doing okay, but there's no way I can't pretend. Cause I'm not the way over you yet. God knows I try, but you're hard to forget. They say there will come a day when this pain will leave my chest, but I'm not all the way over you yet. Time heals, but it'll feel like slow motion. The bottom of how do you keep moving forward while I'm grinding to a stop?
FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Hey Ribble Valley, are you settling for average internet? Vonage is now here, bringing ultra-fast broadband across your community. Say goodbye to buffering and hello to seamless streaming, brilliant browsing and fun family FaceTime. With Vonage, there are no mid-contract price hikes. For broadband speed that'll blow your mind, but prices that won't blow your budget, visit voneus.com. Vonage, join the switch to better broadband.
Hey, have you lost weight?
No, I've just had my bra fitted properly, so everything is right where it should be. Remember, any good outfit starts with the right foundations. If your boobs aren't up where they should be, being supported and making you feel comfortable, then nothing is going to look or feel right. You wouldn't put a size 7 foot in a size 3 shoe now, would you? Perfect Fit by Carol, with more sizes than you can imagine, and fitting so easy. There's no tape measures involved. It's practically magic. You'll wonder why you didn't visit sooner. Visit them on King Street, Clitheroe, or check out their Facebook page. Perfect Fit by Carol, getting you your perfect fit.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
Right, welcome back to the Food and Drink Show here on Ribble FM. And on Monday, we had a really cool opportunity to interview Gizzy Erskine about a national date, which it was on Monday. And so we recorded the interview, and guess what? We're going to talk about it right now. Here is Gizzy Erskine. Gizzy, how are you?
I'm Hi, Lee. I'm really smashing. Really, really smashing. It's a beautiful day. It's National Cheese on Toast Day. I don't know what else. It's going really, really well for me.
Now, would you ever, in your culinary career, have expected that we would have a National Cheese on Toast Day?
Nothing surprises me about anymore. So, yes. Also, I'm going to be honest, when you first hear it, you do go, whoa, here we go again. But the more I've looked at the research, the more I'm like, do you know what? We look at all of these British, you know, what sort of really defines, you know, the best British dish. Did you know that 4/5 of Brits, that's 85%, enjoy eating cheese on toast? And most people eat it about 4 times a month. So that's obviously about once a week.
Yeah.
Today, I actually do that. Sunday nights, cheese on toast night after your big roast.
It's easy, isn't it? It's easy. It has a level of comfort that is beyond a lot of other things.
It's so cute.
And a kind of visually for me, cheese on toast, if it's done properly, so I'm sure you're going to share some tips with us, but if it's done properly, it just looks mega, doesn't it?
It really does. Lee, how do you make yours?
Do you really want to know?
I really want to know.
Okay, this is my tip, because I start with the bread that is about 50% toasted. Mm-hmm. Then in a shallow frying pan with a tiny bit of butter, I fry a few onions. Because then, once the onions have softened, tablespoon of the old Liam Perrins into the onions.
What a guy.
So it soaks in. And then I put the onions onto the toast and then the cheese on. And what it does, it gives the cheese some grip. The onions act like a foundation.
This sound like a cookery show. This is very exciting.
And then the key for me is once it's been under the grill for a while so that cheese melts, I use a lower temperature because at the end, and my colleague today is going to give me some barracking, I don't doubt, but I have a blowtorch in the kitchen. Who that isn't a foodie doesn't have a blowtorch in the kitchen?
You're kind of right in this day and age.
Yeah. And then just toast the top really quick with the blowtorch to give it that nice caramelised look. That's my cheese on toast.
That is absolutely genius.
One more thing.
So far, this you win.
One more thing, though. Sorry, I forgot. Yeah. It has to be cut diagonally.
Really? Oh, no. Yeah.
No, not down the middle to make it look like two halves of a football pitch. Right across those corners.
Yeah, I know. I do actually. Maybe. Why do you think some? It's just down to what our parents have taught us, isn't it? Like, I was always going across. I'm now so confused. I'm completely, like, questioning everything I thought I ever knew. But that is one of the most delicious ones I've heard. So what I'm here really to say, though, is because Liam Perrins did a lot of research about National Cheese on Toast, I've actually found out that we're actually doing it all wrong. So really the way to make the best cheese on toast is you toast your bread, but you actually put your Liam Perrins into the toast, which means it absorbs it. And it absorbs it, it keeps the bread fluffy. Then you put your cheese on, then you grill it, and you don't lose all of the sort of vapour, which then sometimes over-concentrates it. Or what the biggest mistake people are doing, because they lose it, is putting it on at the end.
Yeah, it just runs off, doesn't it?
It runs off!
It's a waste!
It's a waste.
A waste of a good sauce.
A waste of a really good sauce, you know. And it's like, you know, I've actually got the stats, 34% are actually putting the sauce on top of the cheese. And I'm just thinking of all that wastage, you know.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. We're like diamonds in the sky. shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. So shine.
Right, continuing with that interview with Gizzy Erskine. Now we are talking about cheese on toast. Can I ask another question? So I presume you follow the instructions that Liam Perrins have given us, but nobody's probably asked about cheese. What cheese do you use?
You know, that's really interesting as well. So I've made a recipe for Liam Perrins that's on their Instagram right now, and what I've done is very interesting. You should say about the blowtorch. I've done this method. It's kind of, I noticed this method years ago. It's like in Mexico, they started making cheese frills where they actually cook the cheese on the plancha.
Yeah.
So it's directly on the flat top. So in the frying pan, I've grated some cheddar really finely, and I've let it sort of like cook gently until it becomes this big round cheesy brandy snap, let's say.
Yeah, a bit crispy around the edges.
And then I put, because I want melt and I want cheese pull, so I put a tiny bit of mozzarella in with cheddar, mix it all together, put it on top of this frill, and then I put a lid on top of that and let the cheese melt. And then I put my toast, which I've toasted in a pan beforehand, covered in Liam Perrins, on the top, and flip it over. And you've got, similar to what you've said, with that sort of like crackly top, you know, the actual browned top. But mine is like, it's like pure crisp. It's so delicious, and everything gunges out as you bite into it, and you get the proper cheese pull. So that's a swanky way of doing it. As far as the rest of the country goes, I think what people tend to do is the cheeses that are most sort of used to being used in their areas. But I tried it out with everything from Lancashire cheese to all the different types of cheddars. Obviously, Red Leicester. I even went over to the French cheeses, which I've got to say don't work as well. I love a French cheese. Don't get me wrong. I was brought up. My mum actually used to make a croque monsieur, which is with ham.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bechamel, and, you know, then she'd put cheese on top, and she always put Liam Perrins into the bechamel. So, you know, it does work, but I just think if you're just doing classic cheese on toast, it's got to be the sort of like firm and sort of like slightly crumbly and very salt crystally cheeses that the Brits are so good at.
I think one of the things I have to say thank you to is you mentioned Lancashire cheese. Obviously, yeah. We are in Lancashire, and the home of Lancashire cheese is only about 15 minutes drive from where I am now in the studio. And I've done the same. I've tried Lancashire cheese, and it's nice, don't get me wrong, but it doesn't have the melt and it doesn't have the pull.
And it doesn't have, like, there's a bite about it. Yeah, it's always too, it's too, you know, I, as a chef, I'm an actual chef, we used to put Lancashire cheese on our cheese board because it's such a delicious British cheese.
But it's not suitable for this, is it?
It's a nibbling cheese. But it works, it does work. And do you know what? You can, so the thing that's so great about
it. You can mix, can't you?
Yeah, you can mix it. I mean, right now, I've got, like, loads of ends of cheese in my fridge, and you know, it's the sort of really nice thing that you can do is you just get play around with it.
I tried Lancashire and Gruyere, and that seems to work. The little nutty flavour of the Gruyere and the kind of like creamy Lancashire, and you get the pull.
Yeah,
which works really well.
I can really see that working. And also, especially with your onions, that's going to be absolutely sensational. Do you know, one of the funnest things I saw, which is quite similar to what you've said, is where somebody, you know, when you make those molten onions for your French onion soup?
Yep.
And they cook them down and they put a bit of beef stock and cook it down even more, and then add the Worcestershire sauce, and then put it on top of the cheese with the Liam Perrins on it and then cover it in French cheeses like Gruyere.
Oh,
that is a good cheese. That's a good cheese on toast.
That's a really good cheese on toast. In fact, I'm starting to feel a bit hungry now, actually. Open. Now, I have one last question before I disappear.
Yep.
What is the strangest pronunciation of Worcester sauce you've heard?
Well, it's got to be one of the American ones, hasn't it? How do they say it? It's Worcestershire. I don't know.
My favourite was wash your sister sauce.
Genius. How have I never heard that?
And it was an American. And the thing is, she was being genuine. And don't forget that we're why she says the sauce. And it was so good. It was so funny. Gizzy, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Loved the information, which I think will make a lot of people think, actually, wow, do we? Do we eat it that often?
Yeah.
So that was brilliant. And of course, look forward to submitting to Instagram and maybe get a Liam Perrins goodie bag,
Yeah, no, wouldn't that be great? Anyway, happy National Worcestershire Sauce Day.
Thank you so much, Gizzy. Take care.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep. From the mountains of fame to the river so deep. I must be looking for something. Something sacred I know. I try to rush to the opposite side so I can finally find what I've been looking for. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep. Through the valley of fear, to a river so deep. I've been searching for something. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep. Through the jungle of doubt, to the river so deep. I know I'm searching for something, something so undefined. It can only be seen by the eyes of the blind. In the middle of the in the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep, through the desert of the truth, to the rivers of the deep. We all end in the ocean, we all start in the streams. We're all carried along by the river of dreams. In the middle of the night, in the middle of the, I go walking in the, in the middle of, I go walking in the, in the middle of, I go walking 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 in the middle of.
Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
three-faced contractors, your local EcoForce specialist.
How would you like to cut energy bills and upgrade your home, all for free? You could get a government-backed grant covering the full installation of solar panels, heat pumps and insulation, absolutely free. And it takes just 1 minute online to check if you qualify. Don't miss out. Visit threephasecontractors.com today. Your one-minute eligibility check could change your home forever.
Looking for a reliable, trustworthy skip hire service? A1 Skip Hire is here for all your waste management needs. Family run for over 20 years, ensuring your waste is handled responsibly and efficiently. Offering a wide range of skips to suit your every need, whether you're clearing out your garage, renovating your home or managing construction waste. And because we care about our beautiful planet, all of your waste is processed at our fully licensed recycling plant, maximum recycling and minimum landfill. Serving the entire Ribble Valley and Blackburn with Darwin, we're local and we're ready to help you manage your waste the right way. Here are the numbers to call. For the Ribble Valley, 01200 360 035. And for Blackburn with Darwin, 01254 391 616.
Do you live in the Ribble Valley? Are you looking for the longest established school uniform supplier in the area? Then visit Ribble Valley Supplies, just off Wellgate near Swales' Cafe. They make it easy for you to find what you need. A stock is arranged in school and size order. Everything is embroidered in-house, meaning they can provide a swift professional service and have experienced staff on hand to help when needed. Ribble Valley Supplies, the easy choice for all things school uniform.
Try to hide.
fast food oracle, Morgenstern. He came by the other day. He'd been over at Dowson's doing a bit of... because it's obviously nearly scare time. On the way back, says, do you want me to nip into the Arches and get us something to eat? Yeah, why not? And he came back with the news that one of my favourites has returned.
Philly cheese stack.
All right.
I'm all right.
Yeah.
It's a good one, though. You can't pass it up.
Wasn't there something else as well, Morgs? There was another one that had returned as well, wasn't there? Something... there was one going, and you got me one because it was the first time I'd had it.
Yeah, I think it was the Big Arch.
No.
Oh, I don't know.
The sweet treat.
Oh, the apple pie. Oh, no.
Oh,
no. I've got it. The Jaffa Cake McFlurry.
Jaffa Cake, and they're finishing it. That was the first one and only one I'm ever going to have. That orange light syrup. Oh, my goodness.
I'm not a fan of Jaffa Cakes.
Right.
But when the Jaffa Cake McFlurry came out, my eldest lad,
yeah,
he said, I'm desperate for one. Will you take me? So me and him went up to McDonald's. He got a Jaffa Cake one, and I got, I can't remember what it was now, but a different one that I knew was really good.
Yeah.
Driving home from Nelson Mackey's.
You couldn't resist.
I said, give us a little bit. So, and I thought, oh, that's not actually that bad.
Yeah.
Because I genuinely really don't like Jaffa Cakes. As he starts to eat it, he went, I don't like that.
Really?
That is rank. And I had to swap. Oh, I got a Milky Way one and I had to swap him. So I ended up with a guff Jaffa Cake McFlurry. And
right.
I ended up with my good one.
So my question is, now that the Jaffa Cake one's going... And I know, I probably know now which one you're going to say. If you could have anything in a McFlurry, what would you bring out next, Morgs?
Oh, I don't know. Phil, have you got an idea?
Munchies. I like the McFlurries. I like the caramel sauce that they use. So anything with caramel sauce in is a winner for me.
Right.
There.
So I think then basically what we're looking at with McFlurries is it has to be chocolate, sprinkles bits, or whatever, bits.
A little bit of biscuit.
But then a syrup of then, whatever.
Yeah, the caramelly sauce.
The one I thought you might go with would be, what happens if they had little crunchy rocks sprinkled on?
Oh, that'd be a shout. That'd be dirty. Oh, get behind that.
Absolute filth.
Oh,
the way you left me. I'm not pretending. No hope, no love, no glory, no happy ending. This is the way that we love, like it's forever. Then live the rest of our life, but not together.
Wake up in the morning, stumble on my life. Can't get no love without sacrifice. If anything should happen, at least I wish you well. A little bit of heaven, but a little bit of hell. This is the hardest story that I've ever told. No hope, love, or glory, happy endings gone forevermore. Ah, feel as if I'm where you stand. And I'm where you stand every day.
This is the way you left me. I'm not pretending. No hope, no love, no glory, no happy ending. This is the way that we love, like it's forever. Then there's the rest of our life, we're not together.
2 o'clock in the morning, something's on my mind. Can't get no rest, keep walking around. If I pretend that nothing ever went wrong, I can get to my sleep, I can think that we just carry on.
Food as our last little bit, and just to give it a bit of balance, there has been a development at Burger King.
Oosh.
Now,
I like a Burger King.
Yeah, I do. I do like the flame grill taste, I have to be honest, but there aren't enough Burger Kings around.
I think our nearest one, Skipton.
Is there not one in Burnley anymore?
No, it's gone.
Really?
Yeah, it used to be where the new Lidl is. Other supermarkets are available if one gets on my case.
To kind of push them to the top, they have called upon famous TV chef Gordon Ramsay to produce their their new premium burger.
Show me the story.
Which is basically, there you go, look, on screen. There you go.
Right. Come on.
Why is Gordon Ramsay getting involved with fast food joints like that?
Well, he's involved in Chippies, isn't he, in Blackpool?
Yeah, but if we read this, are you ready? Yeah. The brand new burger is made with 100% British Wagyu beef, flame grilled to the signature style, and then, are you ready? It's topped with caramelised onions, pink pickled onions, rocket, crispy onions, and caramelised onion mayo in a soft-seeded brioche bun. Right, Morgs, I don't know why he's laughing at. Now, you know about Wagyu.
Yeah.
Can we have British Wagyu, or does it have to come from...
No, Wagyu is the breed of cow, really.
Right, okay. But we ain't got any of them. So where he's getting his Wagyu beef from, 100% British, I'll never know. Anyway, basically...
How much?
What do we think? 11 quid.
For what? A meal?
For the burger on its own.
No. That's ridiculous.
We won't be queuing at Skipton for one, then.
No, I'll be doing that at a proper restaurant, but not at Burger King.
Never, thank you so much for joining us on the Food and Drink Show today. I've been happy.
Just to let you, before we go.
Yeah, just to sit here with Phil for 10 minutes.
It was Harry Ramsden, the chippy, not Gordon Ramsay, but carry on.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe. I cannot believe you got those mixed
up. Thank you.
Take care, bye.